broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Oh, it's a good morning. Good morning to you and good afternoon if you're listening online. It's great to have you here. You're in the clubhouse with us and we've got Jenny Seville, Beth Ann Nichols, senior writer for Golf Week, Michael Patrick Shields. He's calling in from Ireland, St. Paddy's Day tomorrow. And with him will be James McGinn. He's the GM of the Europa Hotel, the most bombed hotel. Imagine having that. Okay, Nancy Creedman, chief executive officer, hosting the 12th annual Violence Action Center annual golf tournament. That's the Domestic Violence Action Center annual golf tournament. We're going to talk with her about the golfers she needs to get her tournament going at top form. And of course, we've got Mark Rolfing, Golf Channel and NBC analyst. Yes, and he's our birthday boy. We'll be back after we thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom, provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors. Increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And Mark Rolfing is in the clubhouse. He is the golf analyst and commentator, Golf Channel, NBC Sports, president and founder of Chicago Parks Golf Alliance. And of course, he's spearheading the move to get Top Golf here in Waikiki. And happy birthday to you, Mark Rolfing. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Well, thank you, Dan. You know, at my age, you don't celebrate them quite as enthusiastically as when I was younger, but it's hard to hide. You know, you get a cake on national TV like I did this morning. Most people are going to know that it's my birthday. Everybody in this crowd in Jacksonville, it must be 40,000 of them, seem to know it's my birthday.
Yeah, of course. And we all want to celebrate life. We're celebrating life. You're alive, right? And you're healthy and you're cancer-free. I mean, there's so much to be celebrating. It's awesome. And you're at the Players Championship, and it's TPC Sawgrass. And you know what? Did the temperature dip to 35 degrees after 70 yesterday?
Yeah, it's not quite down to 35, but it's cooler today, and it's more of a typical March wind. We've seen a little bit of a south wind the last 2 days, which meant that the 17th and 18th hole play pretty easy. I think they'll play a little harder today because they're into the wind, but generally the conditions are much softer than what we have seen the last, I guess, dozen years when it was played in May. The ground was firmer. Course played faster, and I think it played tougher. It's actually playing pretty easy this week.
Yeah. Okay. They're playing pretty easy this week, unless you're watching Tiger Woods. And Tiger Woods, his 17th yesterday, it was like, Roy McIlroy. I'm going to do it again. I'm going to do it again. I'm going to do it again. Did he talk about the 17th and all of those lovely water bombs that he had?
Yeah, it was interesting. He hit two bad shots to hit him in the water, but usually Tiger's mental game is the strongest part of his game, and he forgot after the first shot that when the ball cleared the hazard in the front of the green and then went in the hazard behind the green, he actually could have dropped behind the green on the little walkway that goes off the green, and he would have had a putt for a par. He literally, because of the mistake he made and went straight to the drop area and hit another one in the water, that literally cost him, I would say, at least three shots, which is unusual for Tiger.
Because he's one of the guys who actually knows the rules and how to take advantage of them. We saw him try to move a boulder with the help. Well, he did. He had a lot of people helping him a long time ago, and everybody thought, what's he doing? Well, it wasn't illegal. It was a movable object. In this case, could you explain that one more time, why he could have taken a drop?
Yeah, the 17th hole at Sawgrass is a yellow penalty area, which means You can either re-tee where you originally hit the shot from, or you can find a point where the ball last crossed the margin of the hazard. And if you find that point, then you can go as far back as you want on that line, keeping that point of entry between you and the hole. Because of where the pin was yesterday, he could have actually gone back on the little walkway, dropped it right there, keeping the point where it went over the green into the water, and he could keep that point between him and the hole, and he could have actually putted it.
Wow. I imagine, you know, a lot of people say he's deflated today because of what happened on 17 yesterday. He may be more deflated that he didn't remember that he could have taken that drop and didn't have to have that seven.
You know, when he did the thing in Phoenix that you're referring to, he's got a great memory, and he had that rock move, there was only a dozen people there.
Yeah.
When you hit two balls in the water at 17 in players, there's 40,000 people there, and your head is swirling, and they're all yelling, and some are booing, and some are cheering, and who knows what's going on, and I think he lost track of what he was doing, that's all.
Just the pressure and the wanting to perform. Tiger Woods wants to perform. Part of me thinks that desire gets in your way when you want it so badly and then things just don't go right and you can't really put it together. But he did do something very unusual in the last few years. He hasn't had anyone coaching him, but he took, is his name Matt Killen?
Yeah, his name is Matt Killen, and he got to know Tiger through Justin Thomas. He is Justin Thomas's putting coach, and Tiger plays a lot of rounds of golf with Justin, practice rounds, tournament rounds, and just friendly rounds down in Florida. And he got to know Matt, and part of the issue with Tiger is because of these injuries that he's had, he has to change his posture depending on whether his back is hurting or his neck is hurting. I don't quite totally understand it, but he claims that he has a lot of different postures when he's putting these days, and if you don't set up to the ball the same way every time, you're not going to be very consistent. So what Matt was trying to do is help him find a posture that is comfortable to Tiger with this neck injury, that he can get into the same posture every time.
Interesting. You know, we're talking about Tiger, of course. Any final thoughts on Tiger Woods and his play? I mean, opens with a couple of bogeys. He just doesn't seem to have it together today.
No, and, you know, it's going to get tougher and tougher. You look at a guy like Rory McIlroy, who's being close right now to getting back to where he was when he won all his major championships back early, you know, in 2012 and 13 in there. I look at Tiger and I think, how is Tiger going to beat Rory McIlroy? How is Tiger going to beat Tommy Fleetwood, let's say? And I'm sure that is creeping into Tiger's mind. Can he still do it? Yes, I think he can in certain situations. But day in and day out, the way that Rory McIlroy drives it now compared to Tiger Woods, it's going to be hard for Tiger to beat him.
Yeah. And speaking of Rory McIlroy and Tommy Fleetwood, after last week's victory by Francesco Molinari, we have two Europeans again. We had one American on the leaderboard last weekend at API. Now we've got Tommy Fleetwood, Rory McIlroy, Jim Furyk in number three, tied with Ian Poulter, Brian Harman as well. It's interesting to see this Ryder Cup team from Europe, victorious in Europe, coming to the States, playing on the PGA Tour. And boy, they're doing very well. I was going to use a different phrase, kicking it.
Yeah, well, they are kicking it, and they kicked the Americans, you know what, in Paris. There's no question about it. I still think there's a lot of American golf fans that look at those Ryder Cup victories and say, oh, well, it's a different format. It's just a fluke. You know, America will win when they get to Wisconsin. But the fact is, the Europeans are starting to show the American golf fans that they are really, really good players. And not just those guys, but Matthew Fitzpatrick and Tyrrell Hatton and right on down the line, there are a lot of great young players. Matt Wallace is really good Englishman. You know, this European domination in the Ryder Cup isn't going to end anytime soon. that I can see.
Yeah, it's interesting. We'll see how Tommy Fleetwood does. Saturdays have been traditionally, lately, not his best days. Saturday is also not the good day for Tiger Woods. He's always made the cut lately, and then Saturday he just stumbles and he tries to recover on Sunday a little late. But it's interesting. He's had a top 15, top 10, and a top 5. So even though he doesn't seem to be doing so well, he just scratches it out. And that's what I find fascinating. Phil Mickelson was not able to scratch it out. We're going to take a break real quick. Come back with Mark Rolfing, golf analyst and golf commentator, NBC Sports and Golf Channel, and talk a little bit about Phil Mickelson and chewing the gum after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Get off the couch. Stop worrying. Star Auto has the rides that make you shine. We're a Kelley Blue Book certified independent dealer with your Carfax in hand. We're located at 1450 South Veritania. Want to sell your car? Paid off or not? Drive to Star Auto. You got the title? You'll get a check today. Want a smooth ride? We have 20 cars below $10,000 on sale now. Financing available on approved credit. Miguel Michael will take care of you. Come to Star Auto because you need a better car.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futura Stone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint, it's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futura Stone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
Tee up your keiki for loads of fun. Join us for Hawaii Junior Golf Day on Saturday, March 16th. It's a fun and free introduction to golf for kids of all ages, with clinics, games, and lessons from PGA professionals at golf courses throughout the state. The HSJGA provides opportunities to kids and exposes them to the game of golf through fun, affordable, and competitive programs. Memberships available for new and competitive golfers. Register online at hsjga.org.
This portion of The Golf Club is brought to you by Creative Plumbing. When your building's hot water system needs new life or a new high-rise system, new build or renovation, call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your townhouse complex driveway and sideway into beautiful self-draining areas, adding to the value of your project. Turn your concrete floors into colorful masterpieces with Futura Stone. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And Hawaii Junior Golf Day is today. Walk-ons are welcome on Maui. It's Ka'anapali Golf Course, Wailea Golf Club, and the Kahili Golf Course. We're talking with Mark Rolfing, golf analyst for Golf Channel NBC. He's at the Players Championship, TPC Sawgrass, the Island Green. The PGA Tour put this fabulous GIF on Twitter where they showed us all of the shots that were made from the tee to the green. It was mesmerizing. It was really something to see. One of the things that came out from Phil Mickelson, we were talking before the break, I wanted to talk about Phil Mickelson and gum chewing for focus and concentration. Did you hear that story, Mark Rolfing?
Yeah, I've heard that story, and I don't know what to think anymore with Phil. people compare Bryson DeChambeau and Phil Mickelson. They say they're both mad scientists. They're really not. Bryson DeChambeau is a scientist. He's not a mad scientist. Phil is a mad scientist. He comes up with these formulas where he pours all the ingredients together, and half the time they blow up, and half the time they work, and you just don't know with Phil. Now, here's a guy he'll tee off in a round with two drivers, and then the next day he might tee off with no drivers. There's kind of no in between. And so now he has come up with this theory that chewing gum, you know, is going to improve his concentration and his focus. I don't know. I guess if that's what he believes, then have at it. But whatever he's been doing the last couple of weeks hasn't worked.
Hasn't worked. The 74-74. I mean, there's been a lot going on in the world of college and scandal. And he on Twitter had to say that, yes, our family worked with, but we did not do this. You know, the question a lot of people asked, was that on his mind? I really don't think it was. He wanted to make a statement. He just doesn't seem to be on his game right now. He's not playing the courses that work for him.
Well, you're going to see a change in his schedule in the next few years, Danielle. You're making a great point. He did not play well at Bay Hill, which was almost exactly like the Ryder Cup course in Paris, where the fairways are narrow and the rough was high. That is just not a very good formula for Phil Mickelson these days. He actually left Bay Hill and said he wasn't sure he was going to play Players. He came up here, played a practice round. He said, you know what, the rough's not too bad, so I'll go ahead and play. But what he forgot was he's hitting it so crooked, the ball didn't even end up in the rough. It ended up out in the trees, and the trees here are bad. So, you know, he didn't hit it well enough to even get in the rough. It was so far offline. So you're going to start seeing Phil further into his career here playing courses that are more user-friendly to him, such as wide-open golf courses, no rough. And that sounds like Augusta National to me.
Okay. And you know, he should. He's 48. He should have some fun out there and feel victorious as he goes into his 50s. Will he play the PGA Tour Champions?
You know, I suppose he will. I think he's probably going to have a limited number of events the rest of his career. So right now, he's going to focus on a couple of things. He so desperately wants to win the U.S. Open, Danielle. That's the last event not in his resume right now. Pebble Beach, I would think, would be one of his best chances. He's got a tremendous record at Pebble Beach. It's not an overly long course. It's fairly wide open. Now, maybe the USGA will grow up some rough this year. I don't know. But until Phil wins that U.S. Open, he will still focus as long as he can on the regular tour and then maybe play some Champions Tour golf.
Really liked what Commissioner Jay Monahan did when he came out at the home of the PGA Tour and said, we're not going to make our own rules. There are not going to be any PGA Tour rules for the game of golf.
Yeah, I don't think there should be any PGA Tour rules, and Jay is a great commissioner, and he's a very user-friendly commissioner for the other organizations. The PGA Tour players could really revolt and throw the USGA under the bus if they wanted to, and there are some players who are starting to feel like the PGA Tour should make their own rules, and I think that would be a disaster. And really, the guy that's keeping them together right now is the commissioner, and he's saying, slow down, boys, whoa, whoa, whoa. You know, these are the governing bodies in the game. We're going to play by their rules. And he put a stop to that pretty quickly, which was a good, strong statement by Jay.
Yes. Let's switch over to Hawaii. Kapalua, how have they, I'm sure they're keeping you up to date on what's going on with the, it's not a tell us how we're phrasing it. Kapalua?
Well, we're calling it a restoration.
It is a restoration.
It's not a renovation. In a renovation, you actually change the routing of the golf course or the direction of the holes. None of that is changing at Kapalua, but you are not going to believe it. I will be back there the day after tomorrow. Ben Crenshaw is coming out next week, and the PGA Tour designer is coming in, and Bill Coore. And I am so impressed with the work they are doing. It is just going to be a spectacular restoration, and it's going to do a couple of things. One is it's going to make the course tougher for the professionals because it's gotten too easy as it's played softer. It's going to get back some of its old traits. There's actually going to be some new tees added and some bunkers moved. But for the recreational golfer, where it's gotten too hard, the greens are going to be softened. A number of the greens you won't even recognize. 10 and 13, which have been very severely sloped greens for 30 years, and it was time to soften them. And in their older age, Ben Crenshaw and Bill Coore are
getting very user-friendly and recognizing that. It really is going to be a tremendous refinement. The weather has cooperated. I was worried if there was going to be a big rain or any kind of flooding that would slow it down. But this restoration is going to be finished in May, the grass planted in June.
Wow.
And come January, the world's going to see a brand spanking new plantation course.
That's amazing. You know, I also find it incredible that you can say we're making it harder for the professionals, but easier for the recreational players. It's like, huh? If it's easier for us, isn't going to be harder for them? But it's all about how the setup is for the tournament.
Well, that's correct. So there's probably 10 new tees that are going to be added. Five of them are going to be further back tees, which are going to be added for the professionals, and five of them are going to be further forward tees, which are going to be for recreational golfers. There's some holes out there, as you know, Danielle, like number 7 and number 15 in particular, the two that I can think of, long holes, where there just isn't any kind of an advantage to playing the forward tees because all the team complexes are right together. So we're going to move those tees forward, give people a chance to get across some of those gulches, and I think it'll be way more user-friendly for the recreational golfer.
Are there going to be any tees from, like, 600 yards?
You know, well, I'll tell you what's interesting about it, and people don't believe it, but I'm telling them we are going through a climate change cycle in Hawaii. It may be temporary. I'm not saying that man is causing it, whatever. It's just a cycle, and we've had some wetter winters, and the ground is softer. And, you know, we've had situations, the ninth hole there used to be a brutally hard par 5 up the hill into the wind. And in the last few years, Dustin Johnson has been hitting a 3-iron and then a 6-iron onto the green.
That's crazy.
Because the typical trade winds just aren't blowing the way they used to. And so, you know, we've got to put the challenge and bite back in that hole. But at the same time, we got to build a forward tee so the average player can get across the gulf. And that's basically what we're doing.
That's awesome. That's absolutely awesome. Okay, and on Top Golf, how are we doing on the Top Golf progress into Waikiki?
You know, we're doing great on Top Golf. We're doing a number of very quiet community discussions. The issues are pretty much the same as we expected, which are lights and noise. You know, people that don't know Top Golf are concerned, about the lighting. Actually, the lighting in the Top Golf facility is going to be way better than it is right now in terms of the impact on the neighborhoods. The lighting now at the Alawite Range goes horizontal. The lights shine right into the apartments behind the Alawite Canal and right into the apartments on the other side of Date Street. The Top Golf lighting is all up lighting, and it goes straight up into the sky, and it will have much less of an impact. The other thing about the noise factor is that with the building being enclosed, the sound and the noise is all directed to the center of the infield of Top Golf. So there's going to be very little impact, both noise and lighting-wise. And we're just trying to educate everybody to that. There's been a number of studies done on it. They're just amazing. When people understand it, they now realize that it's actually going to be better in terms of the impact that it has on the neighborhood.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. And you know so much about working out the problems as president and founder of the Chicago Parks Golf Alliance and working with Tiger Woods. Just quickly, what's it like working with him on a golf course that he's designing?
It is just a remarkable experience for me. And, you know, for Tiger, it's interesting. It is all about the kids now. Tiger has written his legacy on the golf course. He is not going to change that because he's not going to win more major championships than Jack Nicklaus. Mm-hmm. That's just not going to happen, so that's not going to change. Where he hasn't written his legacy is away from the course. And whatever legacy that he has away from the course hasn't been that great in a lot of situations. But this Chicago project has a chance to really change that. And I believe he knows it. And he knows that if he builds a public golf course, this is not a country club, it's not for elite golfers, it's going to be kids who are allowed to play free there and who have tremendous access to it, and he's going to design a course that is very, very user-friendly. You're not going to see island greens or forced carries. Are there going to be big-time tournaments there? Yes, but basically they're going to be playing the pros on a course that was designed for public golf that's just going to play longer 1 week a year for a tournament.
Fantastic. Mark Rolfing, as always, a golf analyst, golf commentator, Golf Channel, NBC Sports. Thank you so much for being on the show. Always a pleasure talking with you.
Thanks, Danielle. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Aloha. We're going to come back and talk about something that golf does, speaking of doing four. For instance, the inaugural Kaimuki High School band fundraiser, a golf tournament at Moanalua. That's a wonderful nine-hole course, just 5 minutes from downtown. It's on April 5th. We'll tell you more about that. But there's a really important tournament that's coming up. We're going to talk about, with Chief Executive Officer Nancy Creedman, the Domestic Violence Action Center annual golf tournament, the 12th, after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
Power at your fingertips. Aloha, our equipment.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's master craftsmen can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens, your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing.
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
Hey, the Lotte is coming. The Lotte Championship, April 14th through 20th at Ko'olina Golf Club. And they want you not only to be there, but to get up and close to the best lady golfers in the world. Volunteer for frontline action at the LPGA's incredible Lotte Championship. Opportunities of every kind to volunteer at the Lotte Championship. LotteChampionship.com. Sign up now. LotteChampionship.com. LOTTE.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Chipping away at domestic violence. It is the 12th annual Domestic Violence Action Center golf tournament at Pearl Country Club. Nancy Creedman is the Chief Executive Officer of the Domestic Violence Action Center. Welcome into the clubhouse, Nancy.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. The 12th annual, you've been doing this a long time. It's not easy putting on a golf tournament.
It is an ordeal to put together a golf tournament. Lots of moving parts, lots of people, lots of community support, lots of prizes.
Yes,
but it's fun. It's a great day, and it's a great cause.
It is. Absolutely. It's $175 per person at Pearl Country Club. It starts Friday, April 5th, and ends Friday, April 5th.
One day.
What time of day are we starting off?
Noon. Shotguns start at noon. And the day unfolds from there, ends with, of course, a banquet and prizes and all kinds of food to eat and things to drink.
And you've got to tease us with the prizes.
We've got a couple of terrific prizes. We've got a couple of hole-in-one Windward Nissan, Pacific Honda.
Wow.
Five-night stays at the California Hotel in Las Vegas.
Wow.
Lots of excellent bottles of wine and
yummy.
Really good company. Really
got,
good company.
You've got really good prizes. I want to thank all the people who donated to your cause.
I mean, you can't have a golf tournament without good prizes, and you can't have good prizes without generous contributors.
And do you still have sponsor and team packages available?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We are actually putting a final push on our recruitment of teams and sponsors. Our platinum sponsor is a $5,000 opportunity to support the great work of the Domestic Violence Action Center. The gold sponsor is $3,500. The silver sponsor is $2,500, and the secured foursome is $800. Individuals who want to just join us that day or bring a friend, as you mentioned, it's $175. A company or an individual or an issue, a cause, might want to undertake the role of an exclusive whole sponsor, where we'll do some really nice signage and give them some recognition and, of course, give them some gratitude for their support of our work.
Absolutely. Now, let's talk a little bit about what you do. The domestic violence, it isn't, you know, a lot of us think of the cliche, you know, the drunken husband coming home to beat the woman, frightened children. It happens in teen dating. It happens to men. It happens to the rich and famous.
Yes.
And it happens to the perfect middle-class family.
Absolutely. We have learned over the last 28 years since we've been providing this service to the community that domestic violence does not discriminate. Crosses all socioeconomic classes, all ethnic communities, religions, educational levels, age groups. So we've tried to fashion an array of programs that meet the needs of whoever it is that is suffering the harm of abuse. We have a teen program. We have an on-site court program. We have attorneys who help people with restraining orders or divorces or paternity, whatever they might have in family court. We help survivors navigate the transformative journey, really, from victim to survivor, where they have to overcome a lot of barriers, get free, get safe, get economically sufficient, maybe undertake single parenting, maintain a job, or change jobs, make sure the kids are in school and functioning, and make sure they're safe. Domestic violence does not end if a relationship ends. There's quite a bit of data that suggests that there's stalking and harassment that occurs after. So we want people to feel supported until they feel like they're ready to be completely on their own.
They've been sprung free.
They've been sprung free. Yep.
Yes. So you're there for them through the whole process. What I really like is, I love all of it because it's also important. It's a terrible thing that goes from generation to generation to generation. Even though the children are terrified in the moment, somehow they adopt somehow those tendencies to be as domineering, as controlling as what they experienced in childhood. And I don't know what is the causation of that, why that, you know, you'd think that a person would not want to, but it's not something they think about doing. So, and then there's...
I want to disagree with you.
You mean the children, when they grow up, are thinking about doing what they're doing to others?
No, I don't necessarily think they're planning to think about doing it, but I don't think it's quite so much as in the moment they just do it. It's a very definitive choice that a person makes, and they can make the other choice, which is not to exercise control or degrade somebody or verbally abuse them or physically assault them. It is kind of a misconception that anybody who has grown up in a home is certain to become a victim or an abuser. Domestic violence does not happen in a vacuum. Look around. We live in a societal culture with norms and images that sensationalize the use of power and the use of violence to get your way, deliver a message, convince somebody of something. So there's a lot of positive reinforcement for behaving that way. If they happen to have been exposed also as children, that's an added risk factor, but it's not necessarily a sentence to becoming a perpetrator or a sentence to becoming a victim.
And that wasn't my...
You know, but I mean, I think that's not well understood.
Absolutely. The one thing you have that was intriguing to me is bringing the message into companies.
Right.
You know, the why does she stay? Everybody can see something. They can, you know, they get a sense that there's something wrong in this person's life.
Right.
And they're feeling like this is, you go into companies and talk to them about it?
Yes, we do. We have a program called DV Action Ready, which helps supervisors and HR professionals to recognize the red flags that they might not otherwise name as red flags of domestic violence. We help them create a supportive workplace environment so that a victim will come forward and talk about what she's experiencing, which is in her best interest and really in the best interest of the company. We will do like lunch and learns with the employees so that they know that their employer is an ally and is creating a supportive workplace environment. When we go into companies, Kaiser Permanente as an insurer has given us this opportunity many times. And I ask the people in the room, how many of you are aware that domestic violence is occurring to anyone in your workplace? Almost everybody invariably says they know somebody in their workplace or they suspect somebody that is a coworker or in their workplace is experiencing domestic violence. There are a lot of warning signs. It's important for everybody in our community to understand that they have a role they can play. Each sector, whether you're a healthcare practitioner or an attorney or a judge or a social service provider or an employer or a coach or a teacher, a clergy member, everybody can play a role in helping us address domestic violence. I mean, we've certainly learned that the Domestic Violence Action Center can't do it alone. We need the community working right along with us to bring information, safety, and options to families.
And that's one of the reasons why we're having Chipping Away at Domestic Violence.
Yes.
Yes.
That is why we are trying to engage the community in a variety of ways. I mean, all throughout the year, we try to do different things to raise money and engage the community. Chipping Away at Domestic Violence is certainly one of those initiatives. It's fun.
It's fun.
Outside together, spend the day doing something that you enjoy.
Yes. And you don't have to be a great golfer.
No.
To play in a charity event. Just go out and have fun. It's the 12th annual Domestic Violence Action Center Golf Tournament. It's Friday, April 5th. Starts at noon. Shotgun. Then there's the banquet, the food, the prizes, lots of prizes. And it's at the beautiful Pearl Country Club. You can go to domesticviolenceactioncenter.org right on the front page. You can sign in and get signed up to play. Nancy Creedman, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Danielle.
Aloha.
Aloha.
We're going to come back. We're going to go celebrate St. Paddy's Day, which is almost St. Paddy's Day in Ireland. We've got to wait a whole day because Michael Patrick Shields, our travel guru extraordinaire, is with us, and we'll be with him right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Get off the couch. Stop worrying. Star Auto has the rides that make you shine. We're a Kelley Blue Book certified independent dealer with your Carfax in hand. We're located at 1450 South Baritania. Want to sell your car? Paid off or not? Drive to Star Auto. You got the title? You'll get a check today. Want a smooth ride? We have 20 cars below $10,000 on sale now. Financing available on approved credit. Miguel Michael will take care of you. Come to Star Auto because you need a better car.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We
put power at your fingertips. Aloha, our equipment.
Tee up your keiki for loads of fun. Join us for Hawaii Junior Golf Day on Saturday, March 16th. It's a fun and free introduction to golf for kids of all ages, with clinics, games, and lessons from PGA professionals at golf courses throughout the state. The HSJGA provides opportunities to kids and exposes them to the game of golf through fun, affordable, and competitive programs. Memberships available for new and competitive golfers. Register online at hsjga.org.
This portion of the Golf Club is brought to you by Creative Plumbing. When your building's hot water system needs new life or a new high-rise system, new build or renovation, call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futuristone's master craftsmen can turn your townhouse complex driveway and sideway into beautiful self-draining areas, adding to the value of your project. Turn your concrete floors into colorful masterpieces with Futuristone. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Today is Hawaii Junior Golf Day, and you can go on the Big Island and be a walk-on if you didn't register. One of them is happening at the Hilo Muni Golf Course, the other on the other side of the Big Island at Hualalai. So, over the past 2 months, we have traveled with Michael Patrick Shields. We've gone from Reynolds Lake to Hilton Head to Balmoral Resort in Lakeland. We've run with him, by the way, in the past, with the Bulls, as Michael Patrick Shields checked off a bucket list item. But every year we go to Ireland for St. Patrick's Day. And this year we're in Belfast, Northern Ireland, with Michael Patrick Shields. We're previewing the amazing beauty of the Royal Portrush course for the 148th playing of the Open. He is staying at the four-star Europa Hotel. And with Michael Patrick is the award-winning James McGinn, the director and general manager of the Europa Hotel, Hastings Hotel Group Board of Directors as well. And Michael Patrick just received an amazing award, Best Network Radio Personality. Welcome into the clubhouse, Michael Patrick.
Mahalo and happy St. Patrick's Day to you from Northern Ireland and Belfast, where the whole county and the whole country and the whole island is back. Is excited about the 48th Open Championship. And can you believe it? At Royal Portrush there, with a habit for the second time in history, they are going to start building the bleachers on April 1st.
Wow.
For an event that takes place in mid-July. So when you see that British Open or Open Championship, if you prefer, on television, that massive sea of bleachers and tented city is underway already in the Irish countryside along the ocean there.
Wow, that's really incredible. I was looking at some of the photos that Michael Patrick was sharing on Facebook. Was it really snowing in Northern Ireland in March?
There was a little dust. There was a storm here called Gareth that came through this week. But I'm going to tell you what, this very day before I came back to Belfast here, I was at Portrush, and I was at the golf club to say goodbye as I was on my way. And I think it was 40 degrees maybe Fahrenheit, and it was light rain and gray and blowy. And there was a cart full of 8 kids that one of the golf professionals was taking out to have a little youth clinic with. And I said, boy, that is the spirit of the game right there and the future of the game too. And as I tell people, when you want to go to a golf club that you think is exclusive, that you see on the major championship venue, Ireland and Northern Ireland is the place to come because they will welcome you. You can walk right on and pay your fee, and they're happy to have you. And it's open for business. They would love to have you before the championship and after the championship at any time. And it's, you know, you're not going to walk on Seminole or Augusta National or Pine Valley, but here they will welcome you with open arms. You can play right along the ocean, a major championship venue.
And by the way, if you're in Ireland, you can also do some betting, which Michael Patrick Shields did. Any second now, paid 6-1.
That's right, in the Cheltenham races, which the whole of Ireland, north and south, comes to a screeching halt for this week. And also the Six Nations rugby, which do so well. Ireland was, I think they narrowly avoided shutout just moments ago. But the Europa Hotel, as you mentioned, the Irish hospitality that you're going to get in the north of Northern Ireland or in the Republic, James McGinn is an expert on Irish hospitality, and his hotel is buzzing
it's the center of town here, and people all over town are already celebrating St. Patrick's Day. And at the Europa, it has a famous sort of history.
Yes.
And a brand new future as it's completely renovated.
Well, you know, James McGinn is quite the character. May I call you James?
Yes, you may. Absolutely. Everyone does.
Everyone does. James McGinn transformed the hotel, the Europa Hotel, into a three-story nightclub for MTV Video Awards back in 2011.
And absolutely did, yeah.
Yes, you transformed. So not only are you like in today and the now, but what is the story about being the most bombed hotel ever, anywhere?
Yeah, well, we would be one of the, if not the original hotel outside of the Grand Central and a few others in the heart of the city. We were built in 1971, and through the Troubles, we kind of grew parallel with the Troubles, and as there was often many atrocities, we too suffered them, and we suffered 33 bombs in that period, the last being in 1994. Thankfully, I wasn't here for any of them, but I joined the company in 1996 and have been here ever since. And yes, we've become the symbol of hope, prosperity, and everything that's great about living in Ireland.
It's wonderful. I mean, I look at the different things that you have done. Best GM in Northern Ireland. You're just, and you're so committed, and you live practically 24/7. You remind me of a show that was on one of our cable TV networks about a hotel in London during World War II. And they just kept on, music kept playing, and they went down in the bomb shelter. It didn't matter.
Oh, yes, I watched part of that as well.
Yeah.
They ran, they continued with the music as they were running out the door.
But, you know.
Yeah, well, it's not quite like that now. We just continue the music as long as they're eating and drinking and having a great time.
So I figure you guys are a little bit further advanced since it's 7-something in the morning in Hawaii and it's almost 6 o'clock in the evening. I imagine you've had a few beverages already.
It's 6 o'clock. Our jazz session has just finished and the bar was rammed. So rugby's just about to finish as well. And then the revelers and those that are here for the St. Patrick's Day parades tomorrow. So there's lots of green everywhere on this Emerald Isle.
Yeah. And you were also in a movie or BBC television show, a fly on the wall series about the Europa Hotel entitled Lobby Lives.
Yeah, we had a show commissioned. I was central to the program with 25 episodes of live TV, which went out prime time, very successful. But we won't do it again anytime soon. I've got older.
Yes, well, that reality TV will take it out of you. I mean, you're on. But that must have been fun, transforming the hotel into the MTV Video Awards.
Oh, it was probably the most significant standout event that I've ever managed to do and my team in my life. It wasn't like the hotel. We were a nightclub. We were a movie house. We were a restaurant on every floor. We had one ballroom with about 8 sections of white leather and everybody was here. Justin Bieber was here. Jessie J was here. Lady Gaga had performed.
Wow.
So, yeah, we came. That was our moment of glory in 2011-12.
Wow. Well, the Europa Hotel is a 4-star hotel, and presidents stay at the Europa Hotel. So if you're going to go to Belfast.
President Clinton and his good wife.
Yes. If you're going to go to Belfast, you've got to go to the Europa Hotel. It sounds.
If nothing else, just to visit me.
Yes. Ask for James McGinn. He's the general manager. Tell him you heard about it here in Hawaii or on the golf club listening around the world. And you're going to stop and say, Jim, James, Mr.
Jimmy.
McGinn, Jimmy.
Yeah. They all work.
Where's the best spa in Belfast?
The best spa in the city is Culloden Estate and Spa. Culloden. I was there on Thursday night for a treatment.
Hello? Lost? Yes, there you are. We lost you for a second.
Yeah, Culloden Estate and Spa is the best spa in near Belfast.
No, okay, great. Okay. Well, it's a real pleasure talking with you. I was reading this interesting story about, this is James McGinn, the director and general manager of Europa Hotel. I just really want to go to Northern Ireland, where Michael Patrick is right now. Michael Patrick, what are you going to do for dinner tonight?
Well, Danielle, I'm still thinking about the full Ulster fry-up breakfast you can get at the Europa. And another reason you want to come is they have oatmeal, and you can, it's a buffet, right?
Yes.
And next to the pot of oatmeal is a bottle of Bushmills that you can mix right into your oatmeal,
yeah,
as much or as little as you like.
You got to put whiskey on your porridge.
Whiskey.
That's just beautiful.
Whiskey on my porridge. You know, I can understand it when it's cold. That would be marvelous to kind of warm your body up. But on those hot days, that must be a... I love your sense of revelry and the party and just the fun that you have when
absolutely
that's what our Ireland is all about. Michael Patrick Shields, thank you so much for bringing us to Ireland and celebrating. I found a poem on your Facebook page, so I must say, may you always find blue skies above your head, shamrocks beneath your feet, laughter and joy aplenty. Kindness from all you meet, good friends and kin to miss you, if ever you choose to roam, and a path that's been cleared by angels themselves to carry you safely home. Thank you for being
amazing
on the show. Thank you. Aloha.
Have a great day. Bye.
Thank you.
We're going to come back and talk a little bit with Beth Ann Nichols, Golf Week Magazine senior writer. Got so much to talk about on the LPGA. So much going on. The Augusta National Women's Amateurs coming up. The Augusta National. Yes, women's amateur at Augusta National. Right after this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurastone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint, it's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurastone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now, done right. That's Creative Plumbing.
Your experts on call.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha, our equipment.
Hey, the Lotte is coming. The Lotte Championship, April 14th through 20th at Ko'olina Golf Club. And they want you not only to be there, but to get up and close to the best lady golfers in the world. Volunteer for frontline action at the LPGA's incredible Lotte Championship. Opportunities of every kind to volunteer at the Lotte Championship. LotteChampionship.com. Sign up now. LotteChampionship.com. LOTTE.
Oh man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh man, can't be too happy about that one. Now back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Beth Ann Nichols, Golf Week magazine senior writer. Are you going to come for the Lotte?
Oh, I'd love nothing more.
I need to write a letter.
It's been far too long.
I know, it's been far too long. I mean, I need to write to Golf Week and say, bring, you know, send. She's got to be here. We want more coverage. Beth Ann, you're such a wonderful writer, and you cover the LPGA so extensively, and I just love the story that I found on your Twitter feed. You know, I didn't realize how many babies are being born while our professional players, Stacey Lewis, I mean, that was Brooke Pancake, Jarena Pilar, Brittany Lang, all these women are having children, and now there's actually a daycare center that's going to be traveling with the LPGA Tour.
Yeah, you know, there's actually been a daycare for a while now. It just didn't have a whole lot of action in recent years. Karini Shea and Christy Kurz, a little boy was in there. Of course, now she has two boys as well. But, yeah, this is actually the 25th anniversary of Smucker's Daycare, and it's a pretty amazing opportunity that the LPGA provides and quite frankly a necessity for these players to be able to continue to pursue their dreams, you know, while being mothers. So I just think it's fantastic, and you know, Brittany Lincecum, you know, is expecting now for later this year, and you know, just a lot of and Sarah Jane Smith as well. So two more babies on the way in 2019.
Isn't that
exciting?
It is exciting. It's, well, we don't think of that. We only think of the exercise routine, the practicing, the playing, the performing, the being in the autograph line, and here they are. They're moms. How do they balance their lives between the obligations they have to themselves as athletes, to the tour as players, to themselves as winners, and to their fans?
Well, it's an incredible feat, I'll tell you. You know, and just think of how much they have to pack now to travel. I mean, that alone, it sounds like a nightmare to me. But,
yes.
But it's funny. Julie Inkster was telling me this story recently, and it's been a while, so I won't get all the details right. But she was recalling a time when one of her girls was sick, and she had to go to the emergency room, and they were there, you know, all night, and she, you know, basically rolled out to the first day the next morning, and the ER doctor was there to follow her, and he said, "Well, if you had to be up all night and come out, you know, I figured I should stay up too with you." And he watched her play. I thought that was so cool.
That is cool. That's what I call dedication at the highest
That's
level.
Right.
Yes, amazing. Well, speaking of doctors, we have a couple, you know, Michelle Wee. Do you think she came back too soon? What is she saying about the wrist injury and the surgery and coming back and then having to withdraw?
Well, you know, it just sounds like a classic case of not listening to your body. You know, the want factor was so high. You know, you set a time of when you want to return. You get so excited about it. And then, you know, you just sort of try to push through things to make it happen. And unfortunately, no matter how many years she's been dealing with injuries, it's still hard to listen to your body and do what it says.
Yeah. So, well, she was defending, too. I mean, when you're the defending champ, you feel even more
right.
of an obligation, right?
Absolutely. And the way in which she won that event last year, you know, you have all the good vibes, the
yes.
good feels. You want to go back and get your year started off there. I totally get it. But, you know, then she won up the whole thing with the engagement.
Yeah.
You know, we were all like, wait, what?
I know.
So yeah. That was exciting.
Yeah, Johnny West. It was so cool to see that because, you know, we're all thinking about her with her wrist and, you know, babying herself and resting and, all of a sudden, there's this beautiful photograph of her engagement at the moment that he presents the ring to her. Just one moment. KPUA Hilo, KORLYNI, Honolulu, KONI, Lanai City, KTOH, Kalaheo. Did anyone on tour have an inkling that this might be coming with Michelle Wee and Johnny West?
Well, I'm sure our close friends did. I'm not in that circle, so for the rest of us, we didn't have a clue. But I she's close with several players on tour, and I'm sure they somebody must have known, right?
Yeah, somebody must have known, right? I just don't know how much is talked about on tour within the group. You know, we always thinking of them as traveling together, and. But it's everybody has their own circle that they.
Absolutely. And Michelle, let's be honest, she's sort of in a category by herself, right? I mean, she's still the most popular, most well-known athlete on the LPGA, and she's very private about her personal life, and I get it. I mean, look how much has been written about her over the years, and this was the first time she'd ever been public. That I can remember about a boyfriend, and that was only earlier this year. So she keeps things close to the vest, and I'm sure trusts things within her close circle of friends. But I think for a lot of the tour, this was a shock.
it's a wonderful shock. It's great. Now on Lexi Thompson, she's not going to play at the Bank of Hope Founders Cup. It's coming up next weekend. The first event on U.S. soil. We've been watching from afar, so, all this time, the last several months. And Lexi doesn't usually go out. I was reading one of the columns that was written. That's why I know these things, because I read a lot. but it was also talked about how she's working on some stuff. She's got such a good game. What is she working on?
Well, things are a little off in Thailand and Singapore. It came together on the final day. She made an ace and an eagle, so that was nice. But it was just, to be honest with you, I have not spoken to her to know precisely what her what the swing, correction, was. Lexi, for the most part, just works for their father. And she has for a long time. On occasion, Kevin Kirk comes in and takes a look, but mostly it's just her father, Scott. Alexi typically plays a smaller schedule than most on tour by design. And, she often skips the Phoenix event. Not all courses, suit you and are your favorite places to play. And so she'll be starting the domestic swing and the West Coast swing in San Diego, and then head on to the ANA Inspiration. So not a surprise that she's not playing in Phoenix. And I actually think it's probably a good move to give her another week to rest and get everything together, because let's face it, we all want to see her peak at the ANA and get a little retribution.
Yeah. And get some retribution and play well. Watching her play, it's difficult for the layperson to see a problem. I mean, we see things that don't play out the way they'd like them to necessarily, but it's so beautiful. Speaking of a beautiful swing, Anne Van Dam won the last three of the last five Ladies European Tour events, and she's going to be, is she playing this for the Founders Cup?
Yes, she'll be playing in the Founders Cup. She's an LPGA rookie. And she hits it a mile, an absolute mile. And I think fans are going to enjoy watching her, get comfortable out on the LPGA. I think she could be a potential Solheim Cup player this year. Speaking of babies, we have not seen in the Solheim Cup, we have not seen Suzanne Pedersen come back since she gave birth. Last year.
Wow.
And I don't know when she's going to play, but I was just thinking, there might be an extra spot open for Anne Van Dam.
But Anne Van Dam, does she play like Suzanne? Does she have what's her style?
Well, yeah, I mean, when you have that kind of length, you're going to be a more aggressive player by and large. But to be honest with you, I mean, I've seen her. She's been in the British Open. And I've seen her name up on the leaderboards. But I haven't actually, walked with her and watched her up close and personal. So it'll be fun for me to get to know her, know more of her story and watch her in action this year. She'll be a rookie that I'll be excited to keep an eye on. And she's a person that I plan to chat with when I'm in Phoenix because I'm intrigued. It's yeah. such a beautiful golf swing.
Yes, it is. This is Beth Ann Nichols, Golf Week magazine. So you need to follow Beth Ann Nichols. I know a lot of us are LPGA fans. And with Golf Week, Beth Ann does a great job. It's Golf Week Nichols on Twitter. So you can find a lot of the things that are her interests. Well, you know, she won three of the last five ladies European Tour events. How's the LET doing?
Oh, not well.
still.
Yeah. You know, it's a tough go trying to get money on that side of the world, you know, and to get on TV and get eyeballs. And it's just, you think the LPGA chasm is big between the men and the women. It's even bigger over in Europe. And so many of the LET events aren't even on European soil. They're all over the world. So it's so expensive, obviously, to just play that tour, to get from point A to point B, and you're playing for small purses. So it'll be interesting to see what happens, you know, down the road. They opted not to take the LPGA's help.
I know. I don't understand that.
Well, I think they have a plan, you know, and they would rather stand on their own 2 feet, which I can appreciate. And if they do, you know, succeed, then it's better if the LPGA in the long run, you know, doesn't have to bail them out.
Yes.
Because the LPGA already has to fund the Symetra Tour, you know, that, you know, which has come a long way in the last few years. But, you know, that's a priority of the LPGA. That's their feeder system. And so, you know, I can understand the LET not wanting to, but at the other hand of that, you know, if it doesn't work, you know, sometimes you got to bite the bullet.
Yeah,
so and even, I'm hoping that they figure it out.
Even the European Tour offered help, you know, and I thought somewhere if they didn't want the U.S. assistance, then at least the European assistance, you know, I just didn't. But if they have a plan, as you said, and they can do it on their own, more power to them. I would just really like to see the LET succeed. Let's get to the Augusta National Women's Amateur. This is so exciting. The first ever. You're going to that, right?
I will be there the entire time. I'm actually not going to the ANA for the first time in forever because I am so intrigued by this event. And I think it's going to be, you know, the biggest women's event on the calendar this year. I think the winner of the Augusta National Women's Amateur will get more press, more impressions, more headlines around the world than anyone else this year. That's my hot take.
and how about Wake Forest's Jennifer Kupcho? She'll be there. And as you said on Twitter, she birdied six holes in a row at the Tar Heel Classic. That's the new Casa de Campo event at Teeth of the Dog. And she leads on the individual leaderboard, and today's the final day. This young lady has quite the future.
Oh, absolutely. Somewhat controversial move, you know, decided to defer her LPGA card until after the NCAA championship. She wanted to finish her degree. She said, look, I've worked really, really hard. It's not called workforce for nothing. She says, I've worked really, really hard. I want to finish my degree and I want to honor, you know, my scholarship and play in the NCAA championship, which I find to be commendable. And if she happens to win this event, you know, her stock infinitely rises, you know, compared to what it would have been just as an NCAA champion. Because sure, some people know that she won the NCAAs, but a lot more people will know that she was the first woman to hoist a trophy at Augusta.
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't that be something? I mean, yes, a lot more people would know that. And she's overcome some major adversity. I mean, the reason I know about the work that she did to come back from the national championship, lost the individual championship, is because of what you wrote. Can you tell us the story, the difficulties that she had and overcame?
Well, I mean, she tanked it, for lack of a better word, the previous year down the stretch in Illinois, and it looked like she had the championship in the bag and then fell apart in the last couple holes. And to come back the next year from that at one of the most difficult courses in college golf, Carson Creek at Oklahoma State, and to win the next year, is incredibly impressive. You know, it just shows her mental fortitude that she wasn't going to let another chance go by, and that she had learned from that situation. And I think, you know, I often say, you know, you learn more about a person in defeat, and then in that moment, and then after that, you know, how they come back from that too, than you do from victories. And we've learned that Jennifer Kupcho is tough. She's one tough cookie. And she also last year fell off the back of a golf cart, and not last year, excuse me, the year before, the same year that she lost the NCAA championship.
Right.
She was getting a shuttle ride from one green to the next tee, and her pull cart got caught up, and she fell off the back of it, and she got a concussion.
Oh.
And it was pretty gnarly, and then half her team quit. I mean, it was a tough go that year just to get to the national championship. Lake Forest had you know, draft someone from campus to come fill out a lineup just so that Jennifer could play.
Yes, right.
You know,
right.
and get there herself.
Yes. Goodness gracious.
It was pretty. She's had an interesting ride, and I look forward to seeing, you know, how she winds up her amateur career.
Oh, we sure would be fun to have you on the show if you have time. When it's time for the Augusta National Women's Amateur, because that whole week at Augusta National with the inaugural Augusta National Women's Amateur, and then drive, chip, putt, and then the Masters. You'll be there for 3 weeks, won't you?
Or well, I'll be there for two weeks, yeah. I'll be there the 2nd through, I think the Masters ends on the 14th, whatever that Sunday is. I'm there for the whole stretch. So I'm excited to see a little bit of everything, right? The best of the best.
The best of the best, absolutely. You are Beth Ann Nichols, Golf Week Magazine senior writer. Thank you so much for being on the show. Really enjoy
Thanks
talking to you.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And we'll talk again soon, I hope. Aloha.
Sounds good.
Aloha. Okay. We're going to come back. And speaking of mental fortitude that Kupcho showed and coming back after so many difficulties, we're going to talk with a woman in Australia, Jenny Seville, professional golfer, mental game coach, the mind game after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Have you looked at the items in your house or storage locker lately? Do you want to know if there's any real value to your family treasures or collections? Are you looking for a way to get money for your koa, art, gold, or fine furnishings? Call Hawaii's Consignment Center, located at 401 Cook Street. Shop, consign, and design. Call 589-1750 today. Hawaii's Consignment Center, 401 Cook Street.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf is easier with coaching from PGA Master Teaching Professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Claude is at Maui School of Golf at the Kahili Course on Maui. You'll get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claude@mauischoolofgolf.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative
Plumbing.
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
Gotta go far? Get a better car. Welcome to Star Auto at 1450 South Baritania next to Foodland. Ask for Miguel Michael to show you our large selection of gently used cars, trucks, and SUVs. Easy financing on approved credit. We'll buy your car even if you don't buy ours. Get off the bus and visit us at Star Auto and get a sweet ride. Star Auto, because you deserve great wheels.
Hey, the Lotte is coming. The Lotte Championship, April 14th through 20th at Ko'olina Golf Club. And they want you not only to be there, but to get up and close to the best lady golfers in the world. Volunteer for frontline action at the LPGA's incredible Lotte Championship. Opportunities of every kind to volunteer at the Lotte Championship. LotteChampionship.com. Sign up now. LotteChampionship.com. LOTTE.
This portion of the Golf Club is brought to you by Star Auto at 1450 South Baritania next to Foodland. Large selection of gently used cars. Go to Star Auto and get a sweet ride. Aloha Power Equipment, Hawaii's largest power equipment showroom in two locations, Honolulu and Waipahu. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it anywhere. Get the Honda generator you need at Aloha Power Equipment. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Jenny Seville, professional golfer, mental game coach. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning. It's really early in Australia. It's like four something, and I'm just really honored. Nine victories on the Australian and Japan tours. Former winner of the ALPG Order of Merit and Golf Digest Woman Golfer of the Year Award. Why did you transition from being a professional golfer and playing actively on the tours to developing your The Mind Game?
Well, I played on tour for many years, and, you know, it seems like a long time ago, but I retired from playing on the international circuit in around about 2000, and I had always been passionate about the mental side of the game because, you know, that's what transformed my game from a struggling professional, particularly my rookie year, and going on to have a successful career. So, you know, once I retired and had my children, it was always in the back of my mind that, you know, that was the part of game eventually I was going to get back into, because I knew what I did for myself and I wanted to share that with other golfers.
Okay, this is, you'd call it intentional success. Can you talk to us about it?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, that's intentional success is the name of the book I've written. And I believe that we can create success on the golf course intentionally if we set that goal and the intent to create good results on the golf course. And that all is a result of the way we think on the golf course. So I coach people through a process of addressing the way they think on their course, on the golf course. And, we work on a lot of negative thinking, you know, how they're setting themselves up for sabotage without even, you know, having a fault in their golf swing, just purely by the way they're thinking.
Now, you talk about teaching tips and techniques in the Golf Mind Gym.
It's a program that I thought, you know, a lot of people go to a physical gym, and the reason being is they want to build muscle. Now, if you go to a gym once or twice, you're not going to build, and you're going to start to build and start to change your physical form. But unless you continue to work on that regularly, you're not going to maintain and strengthen those physical muscles. So I believe that you need to do the same thing with your brain and the way you think on the golf course. So you need a gym for your brain. And a lot of times people come and see one of my presentations, or they read my book, and they get things for a little while. It's like having a change in your golf swing, but after a while you forget what you're doing, you're not practicing it regularly, and you go back to your old habits. So the same thing happens with the way we think. So my concept of a mind gym is to have regular practice and training so that you will continue to build that muscle in your brain, in your mind, and be reminded of the good techniques and strategies that I teach so that you can continually get the good results.
That's nice. You know, so I just went to Jenny Seville, the Mind Game website. Home news about Jenny, services, contact, testimonials, and buy the book. So it's Jenny Seville, S-E-V-I-L, themindgame.com.au. And it comes up right away.
Remember to do the AU because we're all the way over here in Australia.
All the way over here in Australia. Way down under. What? Let's see now. Is it still summer or is it coming into fall?
It's fall now, but we're still where I live on the Gold Coast, which is in Queensland. It's a little bit like your Floridas and Southern California, where it stays pretty warm the whole time. So we're still experiencing some hot weather at the moment, and people are actually hoping it cools down a little so they can enjoy their golf a bit more.
What's hot? Tell us what the temperature is.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. What is it? What would you like it to cool down to? We're trying to get a sense of your temperature.
Well, at the moment, and we're in we're like 30 degrees, which is probably up around the hundreds for you guys.
Wow. Yes. I would want it to cool down,
so
too.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I'm someone that loves playing golf in warm weather. So for me, I'll get out there in the hot weather and still enjoy the game. I used to joke that I was solar powered, so that's a mind thing too. You know, people complain about the weather, but you know, you can play well in any conditions if you set the mindset and believe in that. I believe.
I think that's great. We need to talk. You and Tiger need to talk because he always complains about the cold weather freezing up his muscles. You know, and he doesn't play so well in the cold. Now, let take us to your favorite golf course. Which one is it?
Wow. Oh, gosh. Well, it comes to mind, you know, I played in Hawaii, believe it or not. I did play Coalina, and I played the U.S. match play over there many years ago over on Kauai and stayed at the Princeville Resort.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I have some great memories over there. But, you know, there's a couple of courses in Japan that people wouldn't probably know of. So for me, it's really hard to pick that one course that I love because I've played so many. Of course, I have great memories. There's a course in northern Queensland here where I won my first ever tournament. And, you know, it's kind of almost a little bit like a Pete Dye course. It was a bit tricky and whatever. So it's one of my favorite courses.
Okay, we have a Pete Dye course over here, and they're very tricky. We have one. It's called the Royal Hawaiian Country Club. And it's a tricky one. So let's say, using the mind game, I'm on the course and I'm having a rough time. I'm looking at that ravine and I'm expected to carry that ravine to get to the net. I don't want to drop. I want to go over. And I can. I know I can because I've hit it that far on the driving range. But I'm still nervous. Take us through that.
Yep. Okay, first of all, a lot of people get overcome with nerves because they think I'm nervous, so that's a bad thing. So first of all, when you become nervous, understand that it's a natural process of the body and to accept it. And I used to trick my mind and say, oh, this is great, I'm feeling nervous, I'm going to play my best golf when I'm nervous. Now, when you get to any sort of obstacle, whether it's a ravine, whether it's a water carry or whatever, people start thinking, oh, my gosh, I don't want to hit it in the ravine. I don't want to hit it in the water. So the brain is thinking water, ravine, trouble. So, you know, a perfect example is sometimes people would stand trying to carry that ravine and they think, oh, gosh, I wish I had an old ball because I know I'm going to hit it in there. And when they hit it in there, yeah, it's the same at a water hole. A lot of people say on a par three, oh, I'm going to get an old ball out because I'm going to hit it in the water. So they actually do what they're thinking. I laugh and I say, congratulate yourself because you did what you said you were going to. You hit it in the water or you hit in the ravine. So we have to change that thinking and say, okay, yes, there is trouble in front of me, but that's not my target. So I want to hit it on the fairway, over the ravine, over the water onto the green. Imagine standing on that water hole and saying, oh, no, I hope I don't hit it on the green. Isn't that a crazy thought?
Yes.
But we say, oh, no, I want to hit it in the water. So stand there and say, because the water or the ravine is not your target. So you have to pick your target and totally focus on that as where as the point you want to hit the ball. So the ravine or the water becomes invisible because you're focusing on the target where you want to go, not where you don't want to go. Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've often heard it said that the mind doesn't distinguish between, if you say hit water, it doesn't hit the don't. It just, if you put that in there, if you put don't, it's like you're adding something to the whole process and the mind is going to go with what you're saying. And
absolutely.
And then you follow through that way by going right into the water or right into the ravine and you mess yourself up. So you have to stay positive. I see that you have a live workshop, 5 key mind tools that will transform your golf game.
Yeah, that's a video that was recorded when I did a live workshop with a group of people. And so, you know, golfers can just go onto my website and purchase that now and get a taste of what I actually do teach. So it teaches about my 5 key points, which are the starting point of what I teach. And it's just, you know, number one is catching your thinking. So we start to have an awareness of the things that we're saying to ourselves that are not healthy. You know, a lot of people get to the golf course, for example, and after one bad shot, oh, no, it's going to be one of those days. So we try to be aware of that type of thought. And what we do next is we delete that thought. We can choose that it's not really our reality because only one bad shot doesn't make a bad day. So we can then delete that thought. Insert a positive one like, well, that was just a bad shot. It doesn't necessarily mean a bad day.
Put a smile on your face. Put a smile on your face and change your thinking.
That's it. It's that change your thinking. It's that simple, Danielle.
Yes.
But we get all worked up. And you know, the funny thing is what I teach is not rocket science, but it's just getting people to be aware. Yes. And that's my key word, awareness of, you know, what you're doing to yourself by the way you're thinking. And it's an easy... it's an easy tool to grab a hold of. So I get excited when I, you know, that light bulb goes off for golfers and they think, oh, yeah, I do that. Yeah, I do get out the old ball. Yeah, I hate the seventh hole when I think about it every time I get to that damn golf course. And, you know, I'm fearful of that even when I'm playing the third. Oh, no, the seventh's coming up. So, yeah, I teach the tools and strategies how to overcome that type of thinking. And then, you know, having simple processes of picking a target and having a routine and looking at what you say to yourself when you finish a round of golf. Are you the type of person that relays all the bad shots at the end of a round?
Jenny Seville, professional golfer, mental game coach, the mind game. Go to jennysevillethemindgame.com.au. A really inspirational moment talking with you. I do need to wrap up the show. Thank you so much for being on with
Danielle.
Us. I hope you join us again.
I loved it.
Great.
Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. So let's thank our sponsors. Hawaii Consignment Center, looking for something that you really would like, some beautiful koa pieces. Go to the Consignment Center. And if you want to find out what your family treasures are worth, or maybe you'd like to put them in the Consignment Center, koa, art, gold, fine furnishings, what are they worth? Shop, consign, design. 401 Cook Street, Aloha Power Equipment, Hawaii's largest power equipment showroom, 2 locations, Honolulu and Waipahu. Aloha Power Equipment, we put power at your fingertips. Oahu Extraction, when it floods, water or worse, the sewer pipes burst, mud inundates your home, that's right, Oahu Extraction, 24/7. Creative Plumbing, doesn't matter how large, if you've got to get something fixed after it broke, you call Creative Plumbing. Futura Stone, only the best master craftsmen working on your project. That's Futura Stone. And Star Auto, You want to get a new ride. Gently used cars. It's Star Auto. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2019.